9th District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. We're nearing the finish line for this legislative session.
We're in the 13th week of session, so the end of regular session is in sight, and we see the budget writers, especially in operating and transportation, have gone underground out of sight and certainly not an open process. What we've also seen is the property taxes. We had a huge rally this week over Senate Bill 5798. Everyday taxpayers, property owners came in and talked about what this would do to them. The current majority has said, we want to tax the rich. We want to tax high wage earners. The great majority of people that own homes are not millionaires or billionaires. They're average, hardworking taxpayers. And renters really aren't exempted. Part of the reason you have rent increases is your property taxes go up a lot. And along with other things, you have to raise your rent. So while property owners pay it directly, renters pay it indirectly. So I think that was an important thing going on this week. The other thing we're seeing this week is probably the worst attack on the Second Amendment I've ever seen, House Bill 1163. What we have here is a background check, which similar to a concealed pistol license. Not especially objectionable, I guess. But then a requirement that you take a course and you demonstrate with a Criminal Justice Training Commission approved instructor a live fire test, which has not been developed yet, a $75 fee plus range time. Now, we don't have enough certified CJTC instructors to even begin to teach everyone who might simply want to buy a .22 for plunking. They may want something for home defense. They may want their next rifle or shotgun for hunting. They can't do it. They can't get to all of the people there. Now, if you're a hardworking taxpayer that doesn't have a lot of money, you're out $75 to the state patrol is the estimate. You're out your time to take a training course with live fire, which doesn't come free. We have very few quality ranges. So once again, we're attacking hardworking, lower-income Washington residents. There's nothing wrong with enforcing the laws we have. Punish people that commit crimes with firearms. You already have background checks to purchase firearms. And we have a very successful concealed pistol license law. But this very punitive law is coming up for action in the Senate.
9th District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. I'm Tracy Ellis.